Welcome back to About Music, The Art of Listening. Today we're going to explore the music of Haydn a bit further. We will look at his use of thematic development, his humour and wit, his use of dynamics, which refers to loud, soft and everything in between, and the wide range of emotions in his music. Last week we listened to the second movement of the Emperor Quartet, where he used thematic development in the context of theme and variations. Haydn was particularly well known for developing small musical ideas or motifs into larger works. He would often take simple themes and create complex variations through development. The opening piece which I played today was the opening of Symphony No. 88, and I stopped at the end of the introduction, which is something that could get me lynched by perfectionists. But I now want to pick up where I interrupted the music. The strings open this fast section stating the main theme, and the entire rest of the movement develops from there, with almost every statement deriving from a previous idea. The exposition is monothematic, and the development continues to make use of that single melodic idea. In the recapitulation, the initial statement of the theme is embellished by a solo flute. Let's listen. Please pay close attention to how one melodic idea gives Haydn the material for an entire movement.
Thank you.
Had a great sense of fun. He is one of the few composers who gave names to his compositions, and many of the names in the compositions are humorous. I'm sure you know the Surprise Symphony, number 94, where a sudden loud chord frightened the first audience into paying attention, just in case another surprise was around the corner. This was a deliberate joke, not an accident, but of course once the joke was out it lost its impact. Today we expect it. But sometimes one is lucky enough to catch an unsuspecting novice. Here are some other titles in which Haydn shows his sense of humour. The Farewell, The Military, The Clock, The Bear, The Hen, The Morning, The Noon, The Evening, The Joke, The Lark, and The Frog. Many of these titles reflect the lightheartedness and charm typical in Haydn's music. Although some of these titles were attributed posthumously or by other people, they capture the essence of his playful compositional style. I would encourage you to read and listen further to see just why these titles are appropriate. Here is the last movement of String Quartet No. 30 in E-flat major, entitled The Joke. Please see if you can work out exactly what the joke is.
Thank you.
The joke is that the final movement includes multiple false endings, which are a classic example of Haydn's humor. This leaves audiences wondering when the piece will actually end. Many of Haydn's themes are derived from folk tunes or have a simple folk-like character. Perhaps you remember this from the last movement of the London Symphony, which we also heard last week. Another example of Haydn's wit, but this time in a more serious tone, is the final movement of Symphony No. 45 in F-sharp minor, which is entitled The Farewell. Musicians leave the stage one by one during the last movement, symbolizing a request for the orchestra to be dismissed after a long season at the court. We will listen to this in a short while, but first, this symphony also displays another side of Haydn. Let's listen, before we listen to that last movement, to the first movement, and I'm going to challenge you. I would like you to try to identify two features that would cause you to wrongly identify the composer and the stylistic period of this composition. We've previously discussed these, so just listen carefully. I'm sure you will get them. Thank you. Did you get them? First, did you catch the sound of the harpsichord? This is, of course, a typically Baroque instrument, but its occasional use has continued even to this day. So in this case, the sound of the harpsichord is not an indication of Baroque music. Second, this piece is clearly very emotional. It might easily be mistaken for the Romantic style. But what we have here is a different side of Haydn, in which we can discover his wide emotional range. A Sturm und Drang period is often attributed to the works from the late 1760s to the early 1770s in all branches of the arts. Works written during this period often feature a newly impassioned and agitated movement. Within the movement, subjectivity and in particular extremes of emotion were given much freer expression. This was a reaction against the Baroque, but it was later tempered by Viennese classicism. Let's listen now to the other three movements of the Symphony No. 45 in F-sharp minor, The Farewell. It is moody and intense with dramatic dynamics and shifting harmonies. As a reminder, the last movement is famous for the gradual exit of the players, ending with just two violins. This is an anti-climax climax, truly worthy of Haydn. To conclude our program today, I'm going to play the entire string quartet entitled The Joke. It is incredibly light-hearted and easy listening, but we are going to play a trick. We're going to attempt to trick our sound engineer. Remember, this is the one we heard earlier with the multiple false endings in the fourth movement. Let's see if we can trip him up, or if he correctly guesses the ending.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.